आई थिंक दिस इज वेयर वी नीड टू रीड द परपोर्ट, राइट?
Yes, प्रभु जी.
या कैन यू रीड?
Yes, yes. In the assembly of Raghunath Das Goswami's father, Haridas Thakur confirmed that simply by chanting the holy name of the Lord, one is liberated, even if he does not chant completely inoffensively. Smartha Brahmanas and Mayavadis do not believe that one can achieve liberation in this way. But the truth of Haridas Thakur's statement is supported by many quotations from Srimad Bhagavatam. In his commentary on this verse, for example, Sridhar Swami gives the following quotation. Sayam Pratar Granan Bhaktya Dukkha Gramadhi Muchyate. If one always chants the holy name of the Lord with great devotion in the evening and in the morning, one can become free from all material miseries. Another
Actually, yesterday I was reading with Prem Gaurang Prabhu. So Prem Gaurang Prabhu and myself, we have started reading, starting from few days we read CC, few days we read Bhagavatam. So we have started from Bhagavatam, from introduction preface we have been reading.
Okay.
And Prabhupada in the introduction to Bhagavatam, he gives a very interesting explanation of this verse. Bharata Bhumi Te Hoilo Manushya Janma Jar Janma Sartaka Kari Karo Prabhupakar. So Prabhupada says that it is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instruction to all those people who have taken birth in this Bharata Bhumi that they have to preach the message of Srimad Bhagavatam, he says. So even though the verse itself does not indicate anything about either the holy name or Bhagavatam, it just says Janma Sartaka Kari Karo Paropakar. Just perfect your life and help others perfect their life. But Prabhupada says what it means is those who are born in the land of Bharat Bhumi, they should actually preach the message of Srimad Bhagavatam. So Prabhupada, here also in the purport, he indicates that there are many verses which support this conclusion from Srimad Bhagavatam. These conclusions may not be there in the other Shastras. It's not that Gopal Chakravarti, right, who was arguing with Srila Haridas Thakur. Is it Gopal Chakravarti?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's not that he was not well read in the Shastras. He must have read, but he must not be quoting from the Bhakti Shastras. So, therefore, he was discussing like that. So, but the teaching, the conclusion of Srimad Bhagavatam is different. That is why Prabhupada says there are so many verses which support this conclusion from Srimad Bhagavatam. Because Srimad Bhagavatam is Dharma Projita Kaitavo. Systems are rejected actually. So therefore, in that same introduction, Prabhupada writes, Bhagavatam establishes pure devotional service as the Abhideya. So even though Bhagavatam does discuss about the other practices, it talks about Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, Ashtanga Yoga, Karma Mishra Bhakti, Jnana Mishra Bhakti, Yoga Mishra Bhakti. But when it comes to establishing the Abhideya, it establishes only pure devotional service as the Abhideya. So that way, Prabhupada here also mentions that there are many verses from Bhagavatam you will get to support this conclusion that Haridas Thakur was present like that.
Another quotation confirms that one can achieve liberation if one hears the holy name of Lord constantly, every day with great respect. Anudinam idam adarayana shrunvan. Another quotation says, Shravanam kirtanam dhyanam harer adbhuta karmana janma karma guna nam cha tadarthe akhila cheshtitam. One should always chant and hear about the extraordinarily wonderful activities of the Lord. One should meditate upon these activities and one should endeavor to please the Lord. 11.3.27. Sridhar Swami also quotes from the Puranas, Papakshayas cha bhavati smaratam tamahar nisham. One can become free from all sinful reactions simply by remembering the lotus feet of the Lord day and night. Ahar nisham. Furthermore, he quotes from Bhagavatam 6.3.31. Tasmat sankirtanam vishnur jaganmangalam hasam matam api kauravya vidyayakantikam nishkutam. All these quotations prove that one who constantly engages in chanting and hearing the activities, the holy activities, name, fame and form of the Lord is liberated. As stated wonderfully in this verse, Etavadalam Aganirharanaya Pumsam. Simply by uttering the name of the Lord, one is freed from all sinful reactions. The word alam, which is used in this verse, indicates that simply uttering the holy name of the Lord is sufficient. This word is used with different imports. As stated in Amar Kosha, the most authorized dictionary in the Sanskrit language, alam bhushana paryapti shakti varana vachakam. The word alam is used to mean ornament, sufficiency, power and restraint. Here the word alam is used to indicate that there is no need of any other process, for the chanting of the holy name of the Lord is sufficient. If one chants imperfectly, one becomes free from all sinful reactions by chanting. This power of chanting holy name was proved by the liberation of Ajamil. When Ajamil chanted the holy name of Narayan, he did not precisely remember the Supreme Lord. Instead, he remembered his own son. At the time of death, Ajamil certainly was not very clean. Indeed, he was famous as a great sinner. Furthermore, one's physiological condition is completely disturbed at the time of death. And in such an awkward condition, it would certainly have been very difficult for Ajamil to have chanted clearly. Nevertheless, Ajamil achieved liberation simply by chanting the holy name of the Lord. Therefore, what is to be said of those who are not sinful like Ajamil? It is to be concluded that with a strong vow, one should chant the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. For thus one will certainly be delivered from the clutches of Maya by the grace of Krishna. The chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is recommended even for persons who commit offenses. Because if they continue chanting, they will gradually chant offenselessly. By chanting the Hare Krishna Mantra without offenses, one increases his love for Krishna. As said by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Prema Pumartho Mahan, one's main concern should be to increase one's attachment to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and to increase one's love for Him. In this regard, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur quotes the following verse from Srimad Bhagavatam 11.19.24. Evam dharmair manushyanam udvatmani vedinam mai sanjayate bhakti konyonartha swavishyate. My dear Uddhava, the supreme religious system for human society is that by which one can awaken his dormant love for me. Commenting on this verse, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur describes the word bhakti by saying premai voktah. Kaha anya arthasya? In the presence of bhakti, what is the necessity of liberation? Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur also quotes this verse from Padma Puran. Nama parada yuktanam namanyeva harantyagam avishvanti prayuktani tanyeva artakarancha. Even if in the beginning one chants the Hare Krishna mantra with offenses, one will become free from such offenses by chanting again and again. Papakshayascha bhavati smaratanta maharnisham. One becomes free from all sinful reactions if one chants day and night, following the recommendation of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It was Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who quoted the following verse. Hare nama, harer nama iva kevalam, kalo nasteva, 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 vatranama. In this age of quarrel and hypocrisy, the only means of deliverance is chanting the holy name of the Lord. There is no other way, no other way, no other way. If the members of the Krishna consciousness movement strictly follow this recommendation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, their position will always be secure.
Almost, matlab, practically the same purport actually Prabhupada has written. Krishna Jagadakur's commentary also. Same thing Prabhupada has also written. Almost, almost. Did you notice? Anyone?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so let's move ahead and go to the next verse. प्रायेण वेद तदिदं न महाजनोयम् देव्या विमोहितमतिर्बतमाययालम् त्रय्यां जडीकृतमतिर्मधुपुष्पितायां वैतानिके महति कर्मणि युज्यमानः न अयं महाजनः. दोज हु आर् नाट् सच् महाजन्स् हु अक्सेप्ट् द प्यूर् प्रोसेस् आफ् चाण्टिङ्ग् न अयं महाजनः. दोज हु आर् नाट् सच् महाजन्स् दि अदर् पर्सन्स् देन् हु आर् दे विमोहित मतिः मतिः हूस् इण्टेलिजेन्स् आर् विमोहित बेबिल्डर्ड् Who has bewildered their mati? Devya mayaya, by powerful maya. Those other persons bewildered in intelligence by very powerful maya, jadi krita mati, whose intelligence is material, mahati karmani yujyamanah, who engage in great rituals, karmakandiya rituals, vaitanike, with elaborate arrangements, Trayam, which are mentioned in the Vedas. Trayam, these all indicate the Vedas. Madhupushpitayam, which are filled with very flowery language. Prayena na Veda idam. So, basically here, Yamaraj is indicating to the Yamadutas that who cannot understand this this dharma, dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam, this bhagavat pranita dharma of bhakti yoga, who cannot understand madhupushpitayam, those who are traya, you know, yamimam pushpitam vacham pravadanti abhipaschita vedavadarata partha nanyadastiti vadina. So those people who are convinced that there could be nothing greater than these karmakandiya portions of the Vedas, such people cannot be, they cannot understand this path of bhakti yoga. That's what he is indicating here. Na ayam mahajanaha vimohita matihi, whose intelligence is bewildered, devya maya, by very powerful maya, jadi krita matihi, who has material intelligence, and mahati karmani yujyamana, who are very absorbed in engaging in various kinds of rituals with elaborate arrangements mentioned in the Vedas with flowery language, generally do not know this dharma. So that is why you did not know. That's what he is indicating here. So if this Bhagavat Pranita dharma is the topmost, then the Yamadutas may ask Yamaraj, why is it that the learned people do not teach the best of all dharmas, which is bhakti, which gives easily liberation, worshipping the Lord by karma yoga. So, so he's telling that if this is the topmost dharma, paro dharma, why they do not teach this dharma to everyone? Why do they teach karma yoga? So, Yamaraj says, even great persons like Jaimini, they do not know this. This is a very powerful statement. Then this is like, hey, Jaimini does not know. But he is the author of many literatures. How is it possible that writers of scriptures do not know? So this is a very, this is why we have to understand. Someone may be a very advanced practitioner of some other path, he may of the path of karma or jnana or ashtanga yoga, and they may be able to quote left, right, center. What to speak of quoting, they might have personally composed literatures about that particular path. So, but that does not necessarily mean they know parodharma. Because the qualification for knowing parodharma is different. They may not have that Agyata Sukriti to develop that faith in pure devotional practice. So therefore, even great persons like Jaimini, he is indicating, they do not know. So the Yamadutas may ask, अरे बट दे आर राइटर्स ऑफ स्क्रिप्चर्स, हाउ इज इट दैट दे कैन नॉट नो द परोधर्म? ही सेज द पावरफुल अनलर्नड आर बेविल्डर्ड बाय पावरफुल माया, व्हाट टू स्पीक ऑफ द फूल्स बीइंग बेविल्डर्ड. फूल्स डेफिनेटली दे विल गेट बेविल्डर्ड, बट इवन द पावरफुल अनलर्नड पीपल दे ऑल्सो गेट बेविल्डर्ड. देयर इंटेलिजेंस इज विदाउट डिस्क्रिमिनेशन बिकॉज ऑफ अब्सॉर्प्शन इन द थ्री वेदास, बिकॉज they get absorbed in the three Vedas, which produce flowers of exaggerated results, which are very sweet. So they get completely absorbed in that. Therefore, they become involved in great sacrifices, like with great effort, with elaborate materials, mantras, performance, and they are completely absorbed in that. And therefore, there is no chanting of the name, which is easily done. Instead of chanting the name, they do such elaborate rituals. So therefore, they cannot understand like that it is.
Roji, what is this three Vedas?
See, my understanding was Trayi. The Vedas are called as Trayi because Traigunya Vishaya. Because they mostly contain the subject matter which is within the three modes. But three Vedas probably refers to Yajur, Sama, and what is the third? Atharva is the fourth.
Rig Veda.
Rig, Sama, and Yajur. Probably it refers to that. I'm not very sure. So initially, as far as I know, initially only the Yajurveda was there, and then it was divided into four. Or was it the Rig Veda? Originally, was it the Rig? Rig Veda?
Yes, Prabhuji, Rig Veda was there, I guess.
Yajurveda.
Yeah, and eventually Vyasadeva divided it into Yajurveda. Four. And What?
Yeah.
I'm not able to hear. What? Did someone share something? Hari Bol.
Haan, Prabhuji, Rohini Nandan Prabhu said na that Yajurveda was there first.
Yajurveda was the first, and then subsequently it was divided into four by Vyasadeva. So as far as I know, the Vedas are called Trayi because they speak about Traigunya Vishaya. But here the three Vedas, I don't know what exactly it is. I'm sorry. If you come to know, you can please share later whenever. I will also try. Any further comments, discussions before we move on to Prabhupada's purport? Okay. Aribhakti Prabhu, you can read Prabhupada's purport.
Since one may easily achieve the highest success by chanting the holy name of the Lord, one may ask why there are so many Vedic ritualistic ceremonies and why people are attracted to them. This verse answers that question. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 15:15, Vedesha Sarvai Rahameva Vedya. The real purpose of studying the Vedas is to approach the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. Unfortunately, unintelligent people, bewildered by the grandeur of Vedic yajnas, want to see gorgeous sacrifices performed. They want Vedic mantras chanted and huge amounts of money spent for such ceremonies. Sometimes we have to observe the Vedic ritualistic ceremonies to please such unintelligent men. Recently, when we established a large Krishna Balaram temple in Vrindavan, we were obliged to have Vedic ceremonies enacted by Brahmanas. Because the inhabitants of Vrindavan, especially the smart Brahmanas, would not accept Europeans and Americans as bona fide Brahmanas. Thus, we had to engage Brahmanas to perform costly yajnas. In spite of these yajnas, the members of our society performed Sankirtan loudly with Mridangas, and I considered the Sankirtan more important than the Vedic ritualistic ceremonies. Both the ceremonies and the Sankirtan were going on simultaneously. The ceremonies were meant for persons interested in Vedic rituals for elevation to heavenly planets, Jadi Kirtamatir Madhu Pushpitayam, whereas the Sankirtan was meant for pure devotees interested in pleasing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We would simply have performed Sankirtan, but then the inhabitants of Vrindavan would not have taken the installation ceremony seriously. As explained here, the Vedic performances are meant for those whose intelligence has been dulled by the flowery language of the Vedas, which describe fruitive activities intended to elevate one to the higher planets. Especially in this age of Kali, Sankirtan alone is sufficient. If the members of our temples in different parts of the world simply continue Sankirtan before the deity, especially before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they will remain perfect. There is no need of any other performances. Nevertheless, to keep oneself clean in habits and mind, deity worship and other regulative principles are required. Srila Jiva Goswami says that although Sankirtan is sufficient for the perfection of life, the Archana or worship of the deity in the temple must continue in order that the devotees may stay clean and pure. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur therefore recommended that one follow both processes simultaneously. We strictly follow his principle of performing deity worship and Sankirtan along parallel lines. This we should continue.
Here Prabhupada is even though initially talking about the yajñas as being relevant for the smarthas, but eventually he also talks about deity worship. And one should not think that deity worship is meant for, even though he seems to speak about both of them on the same breath, but definitely deity worship is very potent, and especially for those, for developing that, for nurturing that personalism within the heart, you know, deity worship is a very powerful way of nurturing that personalism within the heart. So therefore, it is very, very important. And deity worship has this powerful means of engaging the maximum number of senses in the service of Krishna. So, I mean, I don't know if you have observed. So while doing deity services, how time runs, you know, you always feel like you're running short of time, because of its capacity to create that kind of absorption, because there is no scope for inattention. You cannot afford to be inattentive there, because every moment matters. So that way, it has this powerful effect of absorption, creating that absorption in worshipping the Lord, and subsequently that absorption eventually carries over to our hearing and chanting also. So that way, the limbs of devotional service are very complementary. So with every limb, you develop certain qualities which get carried over to the other limbs of devotional service also that we practice. So deity worship actually in that sense. Enhances our attraction to hearing and chanting, especially because we develop a very very firm faith in the personality of Godhead, firm trust in the personality of Godhead, like that. Any quick comments, questions before we move on to the next verse? Okay, we'll continue if there are no further comments. Evam vimrishya sudiyo bhagavatyanante. I'm sorry, just hold on. Evam vimrishya sudiyo bhagavatyanante sarvatmana vidadate kalubhava yogam temena dandam arhantyata yadyamisham syatpatakam tadapi hantyurugaya vadaha. So he says, evam vimrishya. Evam vimrishya means after considering in this way. In this way means what? What is the meaning of in this way? Can you share?
Means giving more importance to Bhakti Yoga than Karma.
Yeah. Understanding the clear superiority of the path of Bhakti, especially the chanting of the holy names. In this way, considering the superiority of Bhakti. Sudhiyaha, one who have clear intelligence. Vidadate kalu bhava yogam. Vidadate, they accept khalu, certainly, bhava yogam, bhakti yoga, which is the yoga of the heart. You know, that is why, you know, bhava yogam. Bhagavati anante, unto the supreme infinite Lord, sarvatmana, with their whole mind. Sarvatmana, yasharanam sharanyam. So, sarvatmana means without the covering of jnana karma, etc. So, sarvatmana means jnana karmadi anavritam. With their mind not being stolen by jnana, karma, yoga, etc. Sarvatmana, with all their mind absorbed in the practice of bhakti yoga, the intelligent people accept jnana, karma, dhyanavrita bhakti. Te mena dandam arhanti. So, such people, they are not fit to be punished by me. Atha, yadi, amisham, patakam syat. Yadi, if amisham, such people who accept pure devotional service, patakam syat, if they commit a sin, urugaya vadaha. Urugaya, the Supreme Lord, who is glorified by everyone, vadaha, the name of that Supreme Lord. Urugaya vadaha means chanting the holy names of the Lord. Tad api hanti, it destroys that sin. Okay. So, I will go over the translation again. Evam vimrishya, in this way, understanding the superiority of bhakti over karma jnana yoga, sudhiyaha, intelligent people, vidadate, they accept, kalu, certainly, bhava yogam, bhakti yoga, unto whom? Bhagavati anante. And how? Sarvatmana, without covering it with karma, jnana, yoga, etc. Te, such people, may, by me, dandam, punishment, na arhanti, they do not deserve to be punished by me. Ata yadi, amisham, patakam syat, if such people somehow or other happen to commit some sinful activity, urugaya vadaha, chanting of the holy names, tadapihanti, it destroys all their sin. Okay. Now, can you please close your book and try to recollect words? Evam Vimrishya. Thus, considering in this way,
Vidadate.
Vidadate. They accept.
Sudhiyaha.
Intelligent people accept. Bhava yogam. Khalu bhava yogam. They certainly accept bhakti yoga. Okay.
Sarvatmana.
Without being covered by karma jnana yoga, etc. Okay.
Te
me na dandam arhati. So such people do not deserve to be punished by me. Okay.
Even if they are committing sinful activities.
Yadi patakam syat. If they, yadi amisham patakam syat. If such people, even though they may commit some sin, they may na dandam arhanti. They do not, they are not fit to be punished by me. Okay. Then?
Urugaya vadaha.
But chanting of the holy names, what it does?
Destroys all sins.
Destroys all sins.
By chanting the Lord's name.
Chanting the Lord's name is Urugaya Vadaha, right? Tadapi Hanti. It destroys. What did we miss? Ata yadi amisham syat patakam Urugaya. ఆత్మన భగవతి ఓ భగవతి అనంతే విమిష్ భగవతి అనంతే కలు భావయోగం విదదతే సుదియ సర్వాత్మన లైక్ దట్ ఓకే సో వి విల్ చాంట్ 3 టైమ్స్ ఏవం విమృశ్య సుదియో భగవత్యన్ తేమేన దండమర్హంత్యతయజ్యమీషాం స్యాత్పాతకం తదపి హంత్యురుగాయ వాదః ఏవం విమృశ్య సుదియో భగవత్యనంతే సర్వాత్మనా విదదతే కలు భావయోగం తేమేన దండమర్హంత్యతయజ్యమీషాం స్యాత్పాతకం తదపి హంత్యురుగాయ వాదః ఏవం విమృశ్య సుదియో భగవత్యనంతే సర్వాత్మనా విదదతే ఖలు భావయోగం తేమేన దండమర్హంత్యతయద్యమీషాం స్యాత్పాతకం తదపి హంతి పురుగాయ వాదః వన్స్ మోర్ విల్ చాంట్ ఏవం విమృశ్య సుదియో భగవత్యనంతే సర్వాత్మనా విదదతే కలు భావయోగం తేమేన దండమర్హన్ అతయద్యమీషాం స్యాత్పాతకం తదపిహన్. ఓకే ముక్తకేష్ ప్రభు ఫస్ట్ లైన్
ఏవం విమృశ్య సుదయో సుదియో భగవతి అనంతే
ఆది గోపాల్ ప్రభు సెకండ్ లైన్
సర్వాత్మనా ఖలు ఖలు భక్తి
భావయోగం ఓకే అఖిలాత్మ ప్రాణ్ ప్రభు థర్డ్ లైన్
తేమేన దండం అర్హతి
తద్మీషాం
హరే కృష్ణ
ఫోర్త్ లైన్ హరిభక్తి ప్రభు
డోంట్ రిమెంబర్ పాతకం హంతి దుర్గాయ
వాద పాతకం తదపి హంతి ఉరుగాయ వాద ఓకే తమాల్ గోయింగ్ ప్రభు ఫస్ట్ టూ లైన్స్ యూ కెన్ ఏవం విమృశ్య సుదియో సుదియో
ఏవం విమృశ్య సుదియో భగవతి అనంతే సర్వాత్మనా 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 విదదతే
ఖలు
విదతే ఖలు భావయోగం
వెరీ గుడ్ రోహిణ్ నందన్ ప్రభు నెక్స్ట్ స్టూడెంట్
తేమేన హంతి
తేమేన దండం
తేమేన దండం
అర్హంతి
అర్హంతి యథా అథ అథ యది అమితం
ఓకే సో ఫోర్ మెంబర్స్ ది హోల్ వర్స్ నౌ ముక్తకేష్ ప్రభు
విమృశ్య
Who remembers the whole verse? Hari Bhakti Prabhu.
I'll try to see, but I don't know the last lines.
Yeah, Hari Bhakti Prabhu and Muktakesh Prabhu together they will try. If one forgets other, that's the mind.
Evam Vimrushya Sudayo Bhagavati Yanante Sarvatmana Vidadate Kalubhava Yogam Emena Dandam Arhati Amitha Yatadhyami Amisham Chatpatakam Yadapi Hanyanti Urugaya Vadaha.
Okay, Rohan Nandan Prabhu and Tamal Govind Prabhu, you can try together.
Evam Vibhrishya Sudiyo Bhagavati Anante Sarvatmana Sarvatmana
Vidadhate
Vidadhate Khalu Bhava Yogam
Temena Dandam Arhanta Yatha Yadi Mamisham
Sat Patakam.
Sat Patakam. Padhanti. Padhanti.
Yeah, wonderful, wonderful. So, Shila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur writes here. He quotes from Brahmaji's prayers. Atapite deva badam bujadvaya adadeshanugrihita eva hi janati tvam bhagavam mahimno na chanya ekopi chiram vichinvan.
My lord, if one is favored by even a slight trace of the mercy of your lotus feet, he can understand the greatness of your personality. But those who speculate to understand the supreme personality of Godhead are unable to know you, even though they continue to study the Vedas for many years. So why is Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur starting his commentary by quoting this verse? Can someone answer?
Superiority of Bhakti Prabhuji again.
Evam Vimrishya Sudiyo. So therefore intelligent people, they understand the superiority of Bhakti. Yeah. Thus, the knowers of scriptures do not know the truth about the Lord. But those who do not know scripture, by obtaining the mercy of the Lord and becoming purified in intelligence, this is the meaning of sudhiyo, developing discrimination, they worship the Lord. Such persons worship the Lord with all their mind, sarvatmana, not for the purpose of performing daily or occasional rites, not even occupying one part of his mind with these ideas, which means jnana karmadi anavrita bhakti. They are not to be punished for avoiding performance of daily or occasional rites of karma yoga. If by accident they commit some forbidden act, kirtan vadaha destroys that sin. You see, this is the conclusion of in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu also we studied the same thing, that to neglect to perform the limbs of devotional service is a fault. Doshaha prajayate, but na karmanam akaranad esha bhakti adhikarinam, but not neglecting to perform the limbs of karma yoga, one is not at fault. Esha bhakti adhikarinam nishiddha acharato daivat prayaschittam to na uchitam. If somehow or other he performs some nishiddha karma, then he need not resort to prayaschitta, karma kandiya prayaschitta. Nishiddha acharato daivat prayaschittam to na uchitam iti vaishnava shastranam rahasyam tad vidam matam, he says. So and bhakti itself acts as the atonement for such a sinful act.
If by accident they commit some forbidden act, kirtan destroys that sin. Like that. So, can you read the purport? If there are no quick comments, questions, then we will, Hari Bhakti Prabhu can read the purport.
In this regard, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur quotes the following verse from the prayers of Lord Brahma, 10.14.29. Athapi te deva padam bujadvaya prasad leshan grihita evahi janati tatvam bhagavan mahimno nachanyame kopi chiram vichinmam. The purport is that even though one is a very learned scholar of the Vedic Shastras, he may be completely unaware of the existence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his name, fame, qualities and so forth. Whereas one who is not a great scholar can understand the position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead if he somehow or other becomes a pure devotee of the Lord by engaging in devotional service. Therefore, this verse spoken by Yamaraj says, Evam Vimrushya Sudhiyo Bhagavati. Those who engage in the loving service of the Lord become Sudhiya, intelligent. But this is not so for a Vedic scholar who does not understand Krishna's name, fame and qualities. A pure devotee is one whose intelligence is clear. He is truly thoughtful because he engages in the service of the Lord, not as a matter of show, but with love, with his mind, words and body.
Mind, words and body. What is Prabhupada talking about? Sarvatmana.
Not devotees may make a show of religion, but it is not very effective. Because although they ostentatiously attend a temple or church, they are thinking of something else. Such persons are neglecting their religious duty and are punishable by Yamaraj. But a devotee who commits sinful acts, which he may do unwillingly or accidentally because of his former habits, is excused. That is the value of the Sankirtan movement.
So it's time now. Do we have time for one more verse or shall we continue tomorrow?
Yeah, 10 minutes
are there. So much time. Oh, 10 minutes is there? Okay, maybe my watch is wrong. Okay, fine. Great. So we'll continue. So this is another famous, verse.
ಪರಿಗೀತಪವಿತ್ರಗಾತಾಸಾದವೋಸಾಮದೃಶೋಭಗವತ್ಪನ್ನಾಂಪಸೀದತಹರೆರ್ಗದಯಾಭಿಗುಪ್ತಾನ್ನೈಷಾಂ ವಯಂ ನ ಚ ವಯಂ ನ ಚ ವಯ ಪ್ರಭವಾಮದಂಡೆ.
ಸೋ ಯಮರಾಜ್ ಇಸ್ ಟೆಲಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ಯಮದೂತಸ್ ತಾನ್ ನ ಉಪಸೀದತ. ಸೊ ಡು ನಾಟ್ ಅಪ್ರೋಚ್ ದೋಸ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ tender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Tan na upasidata. Do not approach those who have surrendered to the Supreme Lord. And what is the nature of those who have surrendered to the Supreme Lord? Samadrisho. They see everything equally. What else? Sadhavo. They have perfect conduct. And parigita pavitra gata. And who are praised with pure narrations. That is the nature of them. By whom? Deva Siddha. And they are praised with pure narrations by the Devatas and Siddhas. They glorify them. These devotees are personally protect the Lord. Therefore, they glorify. Na vayam, not me. Na cha vayaha. Devatas like myself, Brahmaji, not even time. Na esham dande prabhavama. None of us have the capacity to give punishment to the devotees. Okay. So I will go through the translation once more. Tan, those devotees, na, do not upasidata. Do not approach these devotees. Them, who are they? Bhagavat Prapanna, who have surrendered to the Supreme Lord. What is the nature of those who have surrendered to the Supreme Lord? Samadrusho, they see everything equally. Sadhava, they have proper conduct. And Parigita Pavitra Gata, and they are glorified with pure by through pure narrations, Deva Siddha, by the Devatas and Siddhas. Why? Because Harehe Gadaya Abhiguptan, because they are personally protected by the club of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Na Vayam Nacha Vayaha, neither Devatas like us, nor the time factor, Yesham Dande Prabhavama, is capable of punishing these Devatas. Okay. So please close your book and try to recollect the words, whatever you can recollect. Preferably in the order. If you can recollect in the order, then it will be easy. You know, you can form the sentence also. Okay. Please speak. I'm not able to hear you clearly. Tan na upasidata. Please do not approach. Bhagavat Prapanna, who have surrendered to the Supreme Lord. Okay. Who are Samadrisho, Sadavo, and Parigita Pavitra Gata. By whom? Devasiddha. Why?
Gadayabhigupta.
Arehe Gadayabhiguptan. Because they are protected by the club of the Supreme Lord. Then? I think I hear Pre Gopesh Prabhu's voice also. Haribol.
Yes, Prabhu. Haribol.
Okay. So what is left?
Esham Prabhuami Dande and all
that. Okay. Na vayaha. Neither we devatas like Brahmaji and myself, nor the time, Esham Prabhavami Dande, are capable of punishing these devotees. Correct, na? Okay. So we will chant the verse 3 times.
I guess most of
Go ahead.
I guess most of the devotees have memorized. You can just ask once.
Oh, really? Okay.
Almost all you do.
Yeah. Hari Bhakti Prabhu, can you chant?
Te Deva Siddha Parigita Pavitra Gata Ye Sadavo Samadrisha Bhagavat Prapanna Tano Basidata Harer Gadaya Abhigupta Nae Shambaya Nachavaya Prabhavam Dande.
Haribol. Okay. Muktikesh Prabhu.
Deva Siddha Parigita Pavitra Gata Te Sadavo Samadrisham Bhagavat Prapanna
Is Ashray Gopal Prabhu there? I totally forgot.
Yes, Prabhu, I'm here.
Yes. Okay, Ashray Gopal Prabhu, please chant.
Te Deva Siddha Parigita Pavitra Gata Ye Sadhava Samadrisho Bhagavat Prapanna Tano Pasidita Harir Gadaya Abhigupta Naisham Vayam Nachavaya Prabhavami Dande.
Haribo. Okay. So here Srila Vishnu Jagadakur says, whatever you have done up to this time can be left as it is by good fortune. Abhi tak aapne jo galti kiya, to uske liye aapko maaf kar denge. It's okay. From now on, please listen to what I instruct. Abhi se main, you know, whatever I am telling you, you please follow that instruction. By the Devatas.
they see equally the happiness and suffering of themselves and others. Which means this indicates the quality of
Samadrisha.
Correct. What? Yeah, of course, Samadrisha. But what quality is this?
Preaching to everyone.
Correct. No. That is the application. Achha. That is the application. But what is the what is driving that preaching? What is that quality?
Compassion.
Compassion. Okay. More is you can say like empathy or paradukkha dukhi nature. Seeing equally their happiness and suffering. Oh, if just like I suffer, I used to suffer because of lack of Krishna consciousness, he must also be suffering. So that empathy. So that is how devotees are samadrisha. The jnanis are samadrisha, like vidyavinaya sampanne brahmane kavihastini. They see the same soul in everyone. But the samadrishti nature of devotees is their vision of sympathy. Just like I used to suffer when I did not take up to Krishna consciousness, similarly, they must also be suffering now. Let me give them Krishna consciousness. That is the Samadrisho vision of devotees. So they are protected by the club of the Lord. I think the servants of Vishnu have forgiven you for your one offense today. So they didn't do anything to you. So they let you go scot-free. So you should consider yourself very fortunate for that, like that. But if you again approach the devotees, then you will be crushed by the club of the Lord situated in their hands. So the Lord has given his club with his devotees. So one mistake, they have forgiven you. Again, you go and try to arrest a devotee. Then you will be crushed by the club of the Lord. We, including even Brahma and time, the controller of Brahma, we cannot punish them. Like that. Can you read the purport? If there are no quick comments, questions, you can read the purport.
One question is there. Srinivas Priyaprabhu is asking.
Srinivas Priyaprabhu is there. Hare Krishna.
Yeah, he is attending since many days, Prabhuji. Hiding.
Oh, acha. Oh, hidingly. Oh, acha. Where does he hide?
Okay. Seems to be very high, Prabhuji, like Bhagavat Prapanna and Dev Parisiddha. So, whether the Ajam will fit in that, or it's only for pure devotee verse, or it's general categories, like, or those
who are chanting. Of course, if you see the theme that is running, in the beginning he said that Yamaraj says that who can be brought to him. He said one who has not been one who has not even once chanted the holy name, or one whose head has never bowed down to the Supreme Lord. Tan anayad bhavam asato, like that he says. So in that context, we should understand that here it is not just talking about perfected devotees. It is talking about those who have accepted the perfect path. So even them, the servants of Yamaraj, they don't have their jurisdiction over such people like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
For such devotees, then navayam navatagan naisham navayam na chavayaha. That point may be more relevant to these devotees, na exalted ones. That time will not act on that.
No, even time does not touch those who have accepted the pure path.
Okay.
So time influences, but time for them carries the will of Lord. Rather, it does not carry their karma. So in that sense, the influence of time is considered unfortunate only if it is carrying our karma. But if it is carrying the will of Krishna, which is true for all devotees who have accepted the path of pure devotional service, even though externally it may look unfortunate, but it is not considered unfortunate. So in that sense, time's influence is not there. Is that okay, Muktakesh Prabhu? Muktakesh Prabhu, is that okay?
Yes, yes, Prabhu, yes, Prabhu.
Okay, yeah. Anything else? Srinivas Prabhu, was that spoke all right?
Yes, Prabhu.
Okay. So, Hari Bhakti Prabhu, we can end today's discussion with Prabhupada.
Yes, yes, Prabhu. Let my brother is reading, Prabhu. I have to just go for an engagement.
Yeah, yeah, sure, sure, sure.
Purport. In effect, Yamraj warned his servant, "My dear servants, despite what you may have done previously to disturb the devotees, henceforward you should stop. The actions of devotees who have surrendered unto the lotus feet of the Lord and who constantly chant the holy name of the Lord are praised by the demigods and the residents of Siddhaloka. Those devotees are so respectable and exalted that Lord Vishnu personally protect them with the club in his hand. Therefore, regardless of what you have done this time, henceforward you should not approach such devotees. Otherwise, you will be killed by the club of Lord Vishnu. This is my warning. Lord Vishnu has a club and chakra to punish non-devotees. Do not risk punishment by attempting to disturb the devotees. Not to speak of you, if even Lord Brahma or I were to punish them, Lord Vishnu would punish us. Therefore, do not disturb the devotees any further."
Same as we see the person.
Yeah, exact same. Yeah. Jai, Jai, wonderful. Okay, so we will continue our discussion tomorrow. See, actually, tomorrow is Friday, so power supply will not be there. But still, I will try my best to keep my laptop and phone charged so that we can still continue our discussion tomorrow. So hopefully, Krishna willing, we will continue our discussion tomorrow.
Yes,
thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Bhagavatam ki jai, Krishna Chakravarti Thakur ki jai. I'm sure.